με σοφεράκι και την κουσίτσα μ' οδηγώ με γέλιο και μεράκι.
Welcome to this week's edition of Lovers of Rebetika. My name is Con Calamaris, and thank you for listening to this weekly podcast. Every week, I delve into certain aspects of Rebetika, individuals, certain periods, anything that I think would be of interest to anyone who's new to Rebetika, or somebody who's just kind of interested in listening to some line information about this genre and its cultural significance in the Greek music landscape. As I've previously mentioned, that I try to keep these podcasts really quite light just to trigger some interest for the listener. This week, I'll be focusing very lightly on the introduction of the singer called Stratos Paionzis. Stratos was quite a prominent figure in the earlier, the establishment of the earlier Rebetika, of the earlier recordings, I should say, because he was quite prominent with Marcos Vanvakaris, Anestis Delias as well. He was also part of the original quartet as well, the famous Bidas quartet. In the background, you can hear the recording where Stratos is singing. It's called the Soferaki, which is one of his own compositions from 1940. He worked with quite a few different people, including Vasilis Tsitsanis, Stelakis Perpignadis, Stelios Keromitis, and so on and so forth. So let me just start by giving you a bit of a rundown on who Stratos Paionzis was. And then we'll go through a few more tracks just to hopefully trigger some interest. Paionzis was born in 1904 in Asia Minor, in the town of Alvalik, and he migrated to Greece before the Greek-Turkish War in 1919. Between 1919, he emigrated to Greece. He settled in the port of Piraeus, and he supported himself by working as a fisherman and later as a supplier of provisions at the ships that were moored. And he had always had in mind his living, that he would earn his living for his greatest passion, which was music. He started to sing professionally in the late 1920s, and his first recordings appeared in 1933. In 1934, he got together with Yorgos Batis, Anestis Delias, and Marcos Vanvakaris, and they founded the Rebetiko quartet called Itetras. They were quite famous. They were one of the original Rebetiko artists recorded. And during the Metaxas dictatorship regime, he was convinced, he was convicted of drug use and exiled to the island of Sifnos, which was where they shipped a lot of people. Paionzis had quite a beautiful voice, which earned him the wide recognition. And he was considered one of the greatest singers of the classical Rebetiko era. Let's have a listen to one of these, another recording of his, which was a composition by Vasilis Tsitsanis.
Πάντα καλοκαίρι. Έλα να ταξιδέψουμε, να πάμε στη Χαβάη. Εκεί τους πόνους που κλαμπούν κάθε καρδιά ξεχνάει. Εκεί τους πόνους που κλαμπούν κάθε καρδιά ξεχνάει.
That track is from 1940, which is Ela Mikromo Na Figome, which translates to Let's Leave My Little One. It's a composition by Vasilis Tsitsanis and Stratos Paiontzis, singing the vocals, and also Vasilis Tsitsanis. So as I mentioned, he was born in Ovalia in Asia Minor in 1904. He came to Greece before the Asia catastrophe, settled in Piraeus. And as I mentioned, his passion was singing. He quickly became acquainted with the Piraeus musicians, Marcos Vambakaris, Anestis Delias, and Yorgos Patis. As I mentioned, they formed the Tetras of Piraeus. And in 1934, that's when they first recorded their first record, their first 78. Stratos was the main singer, and Marcos would also join in. Initially, Marcos did not believe that he had the vocal abilities to sing, so he would share it with Stratos. But it was the conductor of the studios, Spiros Peristeris, who was there present, who also encouraged Vambakari to sing. So in many of the recordings on Marcos songs, Stratos Paiontzis would be singing, and vice versa, Marcos would be singing Stratos songs. In the same period as well, Yorgos Batis appeared on the records. He first sang or Batis or Dedvisis, and also Zembanko Spanyol. Many of the songs Batis would share with Stratos, and they would become legendary. In the years after the Piraeus recording, Stratos participated in most of the recordings. Even when he was not singing and Marcos was singing, he would be playing the bagalama or playing the glasses, the potirakia. There are dozens of recordings where you would hear them acknowledging themselves during the recordings, where they would shout out their names in the recordings. So by the mid-30s, Stratos Paiontzis was already a legend. Since then, he was referred to only by first name, or Stratos. And in 1935, he performed with Vangelis Papazoglou in that song, If I Return to Pylos. And then in 1937, other great Asia Minor composers, such as Paniotis Tundas in the song Perset Foni Mouglika, Kostas Skarvelis Se Yelasane, which is one of the songs I have played before, and also many songs by Spiros Peristeris. Let's listen to some more songs.
Λάρσινη που σ' όλο να ζει, στην καρδιά με χωμαράζει. Λάρσινη που σ' όλο να ζει, στην καρδιά με χωμαράζει. Σε λαστάρω και πάλι θα έρθω να σε βρω. Με εκείνες η ομορφιά σου, λαστινή σλαβό κοντά σου. Με εκείνες η ομορφιά σου, λαστινή σλαβό κοντά σου.
That beautiful song there was, let's have a look at that beautiful song there, was recorded in 1940, which was a co-composition by Dimitris Poumenidis, apologies for my mispronunciation. That was also recorded in 1940. Now, as I mentioned, by the mid-30s, Stratos was already becoming quite a legend. In 1938, Stratos also teamed up with Manolis Hiotis and also Bayanderas as well, who was also quite prominent as well. Sorry, I had a lapsed moment of thinking there because I neglected to mention that I have not covered Bayanderas, which is very terrible. He also met Vasilis Tsitsanis, and a few months earlier, they commenced their long-term collaboration. There is literally dozens of amazing recordings where Stratos Bayounzis and Vasilis Tsitsanis seem to have started their long collaboration. It's also paramount that Stratos was quite a diverse kind of singer. He didn't only stick to one person where he worked, multiple people because of his voice, and also the way that his voice would also sit with other people. After the occupation, Stratos did continue to collaborate with other folk musicians as well. Obviously, Marcos Vambakaris, Vasilis Tsitsanis, and Manolis Hiotis. But he also did work with up-and-coming composers such as Apostolos Kaldaras, Yorgos Mitsakis, for example, that song, Enas Mangas Vika Botosiriani. And he also continued to work right up until the 1950s, where he was really flourishing at that stage he was just a force of nature. At the beginning, as with many of the rebetiko artists in the late 50s, they kind of fell out of fashion, to be honest, and they were largely forgotten. But in the beginning of the 1960s, Zambetas brought him back to the spotlight, and because he was quite influential at the time. Stratos recorded some recordings with Hatzichristos, Tsitsanis, and some other prominent people, bringing him back to the spotlight. And in 1971, Stratos did manage to get a passport, because in 1937 he was arrested for hashish and was sent to exile, and he went to New York. There he worked at a nightclub called the Cave, which was basically a place where many of the expats went to watch music. And then on the 16th of November in 1971, he passed away at the age of 67. And in order to bring him back to Greece to bury him, a fundraiser had to be organized by his old friends and associates. And the funeral expense was actually covered by Yorgos Zambetas, which is something that I seem to come across with many of these rebetiko artists that I've been covering in this podcast. Sure, they're legendary and iconic, and here we are talking about them 60, 70 years later. But many of them did actually pass away without any money to their name, which is quite tragic. So let's listen to a bit more of Stratos Bayounzis.
Ανουραγίζει τη καρδιά τους άλλους τι τους μένει. Από άλλους η καρδούλα μου γλυκόλογα πεθαίνει. Ανουραγίζει τη καρδιά τους άλλους τι τους μένει. Ποτέ στους άλλους μην το λες, τον τέρτη το κρυφό σου, γιατί σαν λες τον πόνο σου δεν είναι πια δικό σου. Ποτέ στους άλλους μην το λες, τον τέρτη το κρυφό σου. Thank you. το ψευτικό του νιό. Πιστεύτης κανένα, θα μάθουν το μεράκι σου και θα γελούν με σένα. Σ' αυτόν τον ψεύτη τον δουνιά, μην πιστεύεις κανένα.
I can listen to Stratos forever because his voice is instantly quite recognizable. So let's just recap. He was originally born in 1904 in Asia Minor, emigrated to Greece just before the Greek-Turkish War in 1919, and he was one of the founding members, well, one of the four members, of the famous rebetiko quartet Yorgos Patsis, Anestis Delias, and Marcos Vambakaris. I strongly recommend you look up the repertoire, and it's interesting. He was every time all the literature that I find on Stratos Bayomizis, it's the one common thing is that he had nightingales in his neck because of his voice. Anyway, I'll let you be with that. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast. You've been listening to the music of Stratos Bayomizis. I highly recommend you check it out. And I'll be back again next week focusing on a particular artist. If there is one that you are interested in hearing, please do message me. I do receive messages from people all over the world, and it's great to hear from you all. So thank you. My name's Con Calamaris, and this is Lovers of Rebetika.